Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Now, back to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Yay, sports!
Hey, college football.
Screw you, Dustin. I was up till freaking midnight. Now, what time was that? What time was that final kick?
About 20 of 11.
Yeah, and then I'm too excited, but I could fall asleep. I was still late.
It was late.
Late when you're waking up early.
Sunday night game.
Sunday night.
Good win, though.
Oh, Sunday night. Yeah. I just think of Carrie Underwood's thighs. Yeah. Check out her thighs when she's walking.
Yeah.
You see those thighs?
The side view.
Oh, the side view. She's working out. Yeah. She walks down there with her thighs, and she's singing, "Oh, Sunday night." I'm saying, Sunday night.
Takes good care of those thighs.
Yeah. Even if I don't watch the game, I'll watch that.
I DVR the first five minutes.
If it ain't the Steelers, I'm bailing. Well, we're all up late last night. But you start where you want to start.
Yeah,
because we haven't been
tonight.
On the air since Wednesday.
Yeah, you can watch.
I ain't watching.
No
football tonight.
Houston and the Ravens?
I watched the part where...
I'll root for Houston, but I'm not going to watch.
Hank Jr. shows his thighs.
See, that's an unnecessary.
Those are great thighs.
Yeah.
Who's the black guy they team him up with?
I don't know. It just seems like it seems like they're trying too hard with that one. Bring Hank back, but then bring these other rappers in, and I don't get it. I don't get that.
Well, it fits with the advertising.
It does.
I mean, they got Bush Hogs and, like,
exactly.
You know, addiction hotlines. And,
right, that's
you know,
true.
I mean,
Carrie Underwood's hot. Yeah. She does the real one, which is Sunday night.
Yeah. We'll get to some NFL football. It was an interesting weekend in college football.
Does she sing "Oh Sunday Night" in concert? I'd just go hear her sing that and then leave.
That's Jason Derulo and Florida Georgia Line.
Yeah, unnecessary. Yeah.
They were handpicked by Hank Jr., I'm sure.
Oh, yeah, he knows Jason Derulo big time.
No, it's Hank, we'll bring you back, but we got to put a black guy in there. All right.
He sang the...
You're kind of a... Yeah.
What did he do? He did the halftime of the first game on Thanksgiving.
The Detroit game.
Yeah. Oh,
so it's like, you know, it's like a big family day. It's on, you know, probably on TVs. And like the first line of the song, like the first words he said is like, "Talk dirty to me," or like, touch me.
I heard it was brutal.
I
didn't watch
it.
Say that again. Slower.
Yeah. Lick your lips. Yeah.
Oh, hang on a second. All right.
I'm moist.
So Alabama lost to Auburn in the Iron Bowl.
Yeah.
Alabama's going down.
But they'll still be in the top four.
Well, they won't play for a conference championship. Their regular season is done. But
Ohio State didn't play last year for the championship, and we got there.
I mean, this really does set up an interesting weekend. It's not a playoff, really, though there's championship games where everybody that is in the running is basically playing each other. Clemson, who will be the number one more than likely in the new playoff thing, will have to play Miami, who lost.
And Miami could win.
But Miami could win that game. Oklahoma will play in the Big 12 championship game against TCU, who's a good team and a team they've already beaten. Auburn, who beat Alabama, gets into the SEC championship game where they'll play Georgia, who's a good team and a team they've already beat. Tough to beat a team twice.
If any year they needed eight teams, it's this year because it's going to be a mess.
Exactly. And then there's Wisconsin, who still has to play a good team in the Big 10 championship.
Remember, Kurt Herbstreit tells you it's not about wins and losses. It's about what I think who should be better.
It's such a joke. I'm waiting.
That's
on
why you play the game. Look at the NFL game last night. Oh, two touchdown favorites. Who cares? Rodgers is out. It's over. No, it's the NFL.
Yeah,
it's the NFL.
It doesn't mean the Steelers are any worse. It just means they won another game, and now they put it in that column.
Thank you.
Yes. I'm still waiting on the Russian judges' opinions on the college football weekend.
There you go.
And the whole weekend really pissed me off, man.
I could tell by your text.
Well, the NCAA, NCAA, this is the old Mark Emmert line. The NCAA is not a business.
Not a business.
It's not a business. They make all their money off of March Madness, not football, right?
Oh, yeah, right.
Well, USA Today added up the total number of coaching buyouts the last week as produced. This doesn't include the amount.
The guys are already paying.
Well, it doesn't include that. Yeah. It doesn't include the amount Jim McElwain will have bought out for getting fired. It doesn't include the amounts paid to assistant coaches. It doesn't include the amount paid to the two athletic directors fired at big schools, Arkansas and Nebraska. And the number is over $60 million. in one week in college football.
And I've noticed that because you'll see it. You'll see it with the coach they've been firing around here in the past 20 years. But you'll see it is that those payments come in monthly installments, which is the way you'd want them. Yeah. You're like winning the lottery. I mean, I see that Pelini's still making $124,000 a month. And then what they're going to pay, like $180,000 a month for Riley, right? Something like
6.6 hanging.
Just try to picture that. No, none of us could picture that kind of money in our brain, let alone monthly checks.
Showing up every
monthly
month.
Monthly checks. So when I hear people breaking out violins for coaches, I said, somebody go, oh, I feel bad for Riley. I think, why? 65? Yeah. He's out of here. And he's sitting on $6 more million.
That's why he was walking out of the building
smiling
with a bag over his shoulder, smiling away. Like, right. All right, I'm out. See ya.
Arizona State is going to owe Todd Graham $12 million.
There you go.
Yep. Jim Moore, who got fired at UCLA, $12 million. Kevin Sumlin fired at Texas A&M, $10 million. Butch Jones fired at Tennessee, $8 million.
Right.
Right. So, and then you forget about the money it costs these schools to. Okay, they got to find a coach like Dan Mullen just hired at Florida right now. So Florida had to pay money not only to Jim McElwain to get rid of him, but they had to pay money to Mississippi State to get him, get Dan Mullen.
And then you got
to
move all new people in. That means it costs money for housing and just flights and just a whole –
And I understand
people just think, change it, win.
I understand there's deep pockets and boosters have a lot of money.
That's the email we always get.
Yes,
well, it's not about the school. It's about deep money. Well, then ask those boosters.
Yeah, at what point do they get tired of paying for something that doesn't
produce?
That's where it is.
They
probably
were knocking the cable guy's door.
It's probably why it's gone this direction, though, that the NCAA is not a business. It's a total joke. It's a corporation. They make decisions based on 3-year runs,
that's
and they project
it.
Numbers, and then they just move on.
And
like
you hire a new AD. Every state's got a new AD. We're going to come back to the top. That's where we should be. Blah, blah, blah.
They should slap an NFL shield on the thing and just call it what it is.
Yes.
For the most part. Because, I mean, I thought the bottom line when kids go to college.
It's minor league. It's minor league for the NFL, and just call it that now.
Yeah.
They should just play and not even have to go to school.
Yeah, I mean, pretty much.
Why?
Yes, just train and worry about if they can make it to the league
right.
or not, which
live
about
there on campus.
3% right. of every year in college football players even get a chance. You can play on a practice squad.
Right. But if you're really good, there is a small percentage of guys who just want to play football and go to the next level.
But even then, you still got to make it.
And you got to go to select schools anymore.
Well, I mean, the NFL finds you no matter where you are.
True,
I mean, Adam Thielen's a great example of that right now. But I mean,
Alabama doesn't care about grades; they just win. Man.
No. Nick Saban has set the model. I mean, the model used to be, you get your kids to come to a school, you get them to go to class, you get them to stay out of jail, you get them to graduate. and that's what coaches a lot of times. Well, he only won 8 games this year, but gosh, he's graduating 98% of his kids, and they're all getting jobs. Things are fine, right?
Yeah, but for every Adam Thielen out there, there's 10 guys from major college programs. Just listen to guys when they announce where they're from on Sunday Night Football.
Sure,
they're all from
in general, the major ones, right?
None of them are from Northern Iowa. Once in a while.
David Johnson.
Once in a while.
You're right. There are examples either way.
Yeah, there is.
The bottom line to me in college football, Nick Saban changed the whole principle behind college football. Nick Saban is getting guys fired every year because he took a formula that used to be about the kids and about education and said, I'm just going to go NFL. I'm going to over-recruit.
Did you hear the story about the quarterbacks he brings in every year? He'll bring in 5 or 6 quarterbacks, and then like all of them leave. They'll start, and they go start somewhere else. Because they can't. But they all go there right away, and they don't win the starting job. They all quit and go somewhere else and start there.
And that's not even a school where quarterback playing is the great thing. It's just guys who want to go there because they know they're going to win.
Right.
So Nick Saban basically has gotten coaches at this year, Arizona State, Nebraska, Texas A&M, Arkansas, UCLA, Florida, Tennessee. Now Mississippi State needs a job. I mean, these are
because everybody thinks all the Tennessees, all the schools think they should be national championship.
Yeah, why can't we be like Alabama and Nick Saban every year?
You can't be.
It's not that easy.
Not that easy.
So UCLA's hired Chip Kelly because they think they can get to the national championship every year. Florida has hired Dan Mullen from Mississippi State.
They got him already?
Reportedly, yes, that deal's in place.
Frost is going to come to Lincoln, don't you think?
Well, now, I mean, it's dreadfully obvious.
Yeah.
I still don't know that that works, and I still don't know that it'll happen. But with the Florida gig gone, I thought that was the one that made the most sense. Tennessee had hired Greg Schiano reportedly, and then state senators and boosters were like, no way, dude.
Why?
I don't know.
I know.
Because
it's Tennessee?
Well, no, because of the Sandusky connection.
Schiano's not from Penn State. He coached at Rutgers.
Rutgers and
Miami.
Was he a Penn State guy?
He was coaching waiting there.
Okay.
But he didn't,
well, I thought they were protesting the connection with Sandusky, and I wasn't sure what that was.
I don't know. Maybe he knew. I don't know. I didn't hear that either. But I don't know. Oddly enough, I don't study Sandusky.
They got a little righteous at Tennessee, and that's the reason I thought why.
Oh, maybe it was. I don't know.
Oh yeah, the picture I'm looking at here is something on the campus of UT that says Schiano covered up child rape at Penn State.
Oh, I didn't know.
He's coaching
the NFL right now, isn't he?
No,
he's Ohio State.
Ohio State.
Yeah. He'll get a job. He's offering the coordinator at Ohio State, right?
Yeah. I mean, like associate head coach.
Yeah, I heard it. Link. I mean, Huskers are looking at the guy.
Assistant,
right?
At Penn State from 90 to 95, named in a deposition by Mike McQuarrie, the key witness.
Oh, see, I didn't know that.
Oh, yeah. Well, then he should run for senator.
Yeah, you're right.
Right.
Yeah.
You
know, especially in the South.
Can't coach football, but.
Sure. A little more forgiving about that when you're just running for senator.
Of course you are.
But not in your football coach.
No.
And then there's Nebraska, who, you know, after his press conference taking the job, Mike Riley 3 years ago was essentially fired by the fans. So, you know, it seems like an appropriate time to thank Steve Peterson for taking the bait 15 years ago on the formula which would work in college football moving forward, which Nebraska has since been chasing.
I know.
And that formula is, if you just don't like what you got after 2 or 3 years, start telling the fans we're looking at something else, or listening to the fans and the boosters, and then moving on.
And now Petey's a fan, so you see it from that angle. You used to be a fan, but it's just crazy. The people are just idiots.
I'm 40 years old. I grew up as diehard a fan as anybody around here, right? Okay, and then for last 20 years of my life, I've covered the team, and that includes 11 years on the road with them, in the guts.
You're there, you know it.
And it's so important to me, after talking to people all weekend, to like the realistic nature of college football, right? At Alabama, you can turn something around and win really quick. At Mississippi State, all of a sudden, you could be a top 10 program. At Georgia, those schools have some built-in advantages, and the first one is geography.
Geography
in which the conference they play in. Nebraska's geography used to work out for them okay when they're in the Big 8 and Big 12. Because you could recruit Texas and say, look, you'll get to play Texas. You'll get to play A&M.
These are all obvious, Oklahoma. But they don't think that obvious.
Right. So now you're in a conference in the Big Ten where how do you get a Texas guy to play Rutgers? You want to come play Rutgers?
No, they don't.
No, you want to go play Purdue?
They want to stay in the Big 12 or the SEC.
Right. So the challenges of who they can recruit, you know, with those edges they don't have anymore are very difficult and very real. You know, and a guy like Brett Bielema maybe could change that a little bit for him.
I want Maryland.
Yeah, exactly, man.
Is Bielema going to come here?
Well, I don't know.
No, it's Frost, right?
Well, it's Frost, if you ask any fan. They would probably not want Bielema, but Bielema is a guy who could actually get some Big Ten talent from the areas he used to recruit and bring him to Nebraska, and he played a brand of football Nebraska fans I think
remember,
would like.
Riley was such a nice guy. What's a class act? He sucked as a coach, but class act. I mean, I just love that class act crap. You had a guy in there for 6 seasons, never lost many games, and you hated him because it wasn't a class act.
Yeah, and that's the
they showed his record. He had, like, all winning seasons and really good. They just didn't win the national championship.
Yeah.
Pelini.
But
he's a bad guy.
Yeah, he won 72% of his games, I think. You know?
It has a lot to do with me watching the final game of the season with Larry the Cable Guy. The first time that happened, I was at his Sanford home, and that's when Frank Solich got fired.
Right.
I was informed, I did not know this, that we were up in his suite when Bill Callahan got fired. We watched Bill Callahan's last game, and then on Friday we watched Mike Riley's last game. And I did it all with Larry the Cable Guy.
Yeah, we did. Yeah.
Get her done.
You should see more games with him.
Yeah. Apparently so.
No, that's okay. We had a great time, but that's okay.
The other thing that I think, though this has gone this direction in college football, the other thing that I think specifically people around here are being unrealistic about, they like to say, well, the history of Nebraska will get kids here.
God.
You look at the history of Nebraska and the kids that they're trying to recruit 17 years.
They have no idea what they
The last 17 years, they've had 4 coaches. So right now, the history of Nebraska to potential recruits and their parents who are making educated, realistic decisions about the future of their child, show a program that has no stability. They show a program that their kid will not play for the same coach they're committing to.
You're speaking truth, but you know what you'll hear, and you hear it all
that
every
also,
weekend, is the big red colored glasses. They still think it doesn't matter because they're 50 years old, and they remember being great.
When there was stability.
Yeah. Thank you.
Right, but it makes that gig very unattractive to other coaches.
Frost is going to take
absolutely.
They know. There's no stability there.
Since 2000, 4 athletic directors, 4 football coaches. You know, and I've done the math, and I realize that this is like more the norm, unfortunately, in college football anymore. But if you take the last 17 years, all right, Nebraska's had 4 football coaches. That's 17 incoming recruiting classes. You can up to 25 players you can give a scholarship to each year.
Right.
So, All right, 17 years they've brought in a class and said, look, this will be your coach.
That's a long time.
This will be the coach for you for 4 years. Only five of those classes in those 17 years actually got to play for a coach for 4 years. Think about it. That's less than 25% of those guys who are committing to an institution where their family was promised that their coach and their administration would be around for the life of their kids' time at that school. It doesn't exist in Nebraska anymore.
No, this is different now.
It doesn't exist.
No, Moose is making it different. Moose.
No.
Oh, Moose.
And overbearing and undermining fan pressure has led to this.
Oh, yeah.
You look at the longest tenured coaches in Division I college football. You know who it is right now, by the way?
Saban.
No. Yeah, Saban is one of them.
Okay.
Saban is one of them, but he's far off from the leader in the clubhouse. Kirk Ferentz at Iowa.
Oh, yeah.
Since
1999. They look pretty good on the show.
1999. Gary Patterson at TCU's been there since 2000. Mike Gundy at Oklahoma State, been there since 2005.
He's a man. He's 65.
He's getting there now.
He's 50.
So those are the top three tenured coaches and programs. Now, those are not national championship programs every year, specifically Iowa, but TCU and Oklahoma State have shown sustainability, stability, get you ranked every year, get you players every year, get you guys into the league every year.
You need your Broncos to get better because you're just obsessed now.
No, the problem is I work in jobs. And
I know, you hear it.
Get to hear people's ignorance about the matter.
Isn't it crazy?
Yes.
And you are coming from an educated point of view. And you took off the rose-colored glasses years ago. You get it.
Well, I just wanted to be realistic. I know how important it is to the state. I would prefer they're better in this state. You know, and it's important to the state.
Can you bartend with the earplugs in? Does that work?
Lip sync what you want to drink.
Write down what you want, and I'll bring it to you, but I ain't listening to this crap.
That's what I like about the CFL.
They play it
on the field.
They do play it on the field.
You know what the Toronto...
And so's the NFL, too.
Like, the Argonauts beat the Stampeders yesterday, 27-24. You know what the Argonauts' final record ended up being?
What?
11-9.
Oh, my God.
And they are your CFL champions.
That can't be.
Are you kidding me?
They were not the best team in the CFL.
No.
My eye test told me that.
Yeah,
They were at the right time.
Puss Herb Street out there.
They got hot at the right time.
Puss Herb Street.
I like that.
My eye test says he's better, although they lost on the field, right?
Speaking of that game day signs on Saturday, the best one. They were in Auburn playing Alabama. Roll blunts, not tied.
Nice.
Really?
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, the other good one was
I own markers. Oh, yeah, I own markers.
The whole sign. I own markers.
Someone said Nick Saban peas sitting down.
Yeah, I saw that too. Yeah.
I've seen that before. It's just, if you look at the longest tenured coaches, you look at programs, I mentioned those three. There's also Michigan State there, Alabama, Clemson, Florida State, Notre Dame. You know, I mean, there's a reason sustainability, man, in college football used to be a hallmark. The Nebraska way, and now they just don't want anything to do with it anymore.
Yeah, eventually, I mean, you'll win once in a while, and you might even have a shot at the national championship once in a while, but you got to keep a guy there for years.
Yeah.
Unless he leaves on his own, I get it. You know? But that's crazy.
I don't want to take a shot at local Tom Chattel. He's a great guy. He's always been really nice to me, and I've read his stuff
forever. Yeah, we know Tom,
But, you know, I looked at the sports page, and he's talking about how do these kids out of Nebraska get out of Nebraska? How do they end up at somewhere like Iowa? The answer is very obvious.
Iowa comes and gets them.
And we've mentioned it, yes. And not only that, maybe these kids don't want to go there because they want to play for the same – I don't know. They want the same strength coach for 4 years.
Yeah.
And
that's,
you know,
parents have been there forever.
They're making realistic decisions about what their kid's going to do with the next 4 or 5 years.
Yeah, the kid from Iowa is from Omaha and caught a bunch of passes, touchdowns, right? Yeah, we were there. It was a blowout.
Second half, for sure.
But we're in a nice suite, so it's cool. Well, thank Larry.
Lots of good food.
Yeah.
Yeah, I bet, man.
TVs everywhere.
No alcohol, though.
No?
That's a bummer.
Right down the elevator, there's alcohol.
Oh, yeah.
Oh. You didn't just bring your own?
No, I drank a bunch before I went in there.
Right. No, out of respect.
With hot dog guy.
We're not going to do that to Larry. Yeah. I don't want to get him in trouble.
No. We did a bunch of blow, but that's different.
Yeah, there's smoke some weed in the bathroom.
Oh, we smoked weed and did a blow off the back of the toilet seat. Other than that, we were fine. Larry, why are you guys talking so fast the second half? Well, we're in Lincoln. We got to do blow, man.
Oh,
got to keep this party going. Now, we did not do blow in Cable Guy's box.
No,
and did not see the governor either, by the way.
No?
Nope.
No
air in sight.
He was down on the field doing something.
Was he really?
But that's who
I was looking for him. Met a lot of nice people. Love the show. Thank you. Appreciate that.
Yeah.
Thank Larry, too, for hanging out with us. You heard this earlier. His kids aren't fans, by the way, because the team doesn't win.
No.
His in-laws are all Wisconsin fans.
How about that?
Yeah, they win.
And it's a big suite, so there's plenty of room for the kids to ignore the game and go somewhere and play games.
And the Steelers beat the Packers last night real quickly.
Oh, and Vikings won on Thanksgiving.
That's
right.
Yeah,
man.
Come on back.
Super Bowl awaits.
Yep. Vikings Steelers Super Bowl. Book it.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.